from KQED.
Our next piece explores how a group of Hmong Americans in the Central Valley have embraced literature as a vehicle to tell stories we don't often hear outside the tightly knit Southeast Asian community. This weekend in Fresno, a reading will celebrate the release of a groundbreaking collection called How Do I Begin? Jefferson Beavers has this introduction to the writers and their project.
Do you know that letting go is a kind of beauty? I recall a poem you once recited to our children. It was not yours, but you wept anyway. You always weep for the things that will never be yours.
That's Burley Vang, reading from his poem, Eating with the Poet. Vang's parents, like many Hmong, fled Laos in the late 70s and resettled in the U.S. after the Vietnam War. Vang grew up in Fresno. He earned an English degree from UC Davis and a creative writing master's degree from Fresno State. He loved to read and he loved to write, but there was one problem.
I wanted to read stories with Hmong characters in there, but nobody was writing about about us.
Some say the Hmong community lost its written language thousands of years ago through forced assimilation under Imperial China. For generations, the Hmong have depended on what Vang calls heritage art forms, bamboo instruments, textile art, and oral stories. Those oral stories change over time, sometimes with each new telling.
I felt like I didn't have an identity because nothing was written down. Things were just always sort of changing and in the air.
For the Hmong, a written culture has developed over the last five decades. Vang founded the Hmong American Writers Circle in 2004. The eight-member group fosters creative writing in the Central Valley's Hmong community, and they put together the new anthology, How Do I Begin? Now the current generation's history is being preserved and shared, this time in writing. But the writers, writing in English, have experienced growing pains. Like other American children of immigrants, their identities often live between two worlds.
And it's funny because you're living in a past that you never experienced, but yet you hold so close and so dear to you because your parents keep reminding you of what they went through.
Some of the book's writers, like Vang, are first-generation Hmong Americans, but others were born in Laos, and they bring with them the heartbreaking stories of refugees.
My name is Sol Vang, Sol Cho Vang. My Hmong name is Cho.
Sol Vang, no relation to Burley, is a poet. He's believed to be the first Hmong American to earn a master's degree in poetry from Fresno State in 1999. He also served in the U.S. Army.
I was born in 1962, so that's really the start of the war in Laos. The intense fighting started. So throughout my childhood, I have always lived with war.
Sol Vang's family came to the U.S. when he was 11. He says the refugee experience, for him and for many Hmong, was like waking up from a dream. His past, his present, and his future, everything felt taken from him. He knew he had to write about it. Here's Sol Vang from the poem that inspired the anthology's title.
Now here I am. Adopted citizen, not rooted in this land, unable to taste the spirit in its dust, to sense its moods in the pollen. How do I begin my song? Where do I enter the chorus when my part is not yet written, when the conductor won't point my way?
Sol Vang says for many writers in the book, it was a struggle to identify themselves. The questions piled upon them.
Do I write for Hmong, or do I write for Americans, or do I write for Hmong Americans, and who is my reader? How do I define myself? And so even though it wasn't a question that was asked explicitly, everyone instinctively answered that question.
For the writer's circle, the anthology marks a big jump into the American mainstream. Connie Hales teaches poetry at Fresno State.
This book is essential because it's full of voices that have not been heard yet. And that's important in California and also important all over the place.
Burley Vang hopes the book inspires young writers, Hmong or otherwise.
Because I think everybody has a story to tell in their lifetime. And if you don't tell it, once you're gone, your story dies with you. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from.
Members of the Writer's Circle will now focus on writing new works of their own. For the California Report, I'm Jefferson Beavers in Fresno.
You can hear the complete versions of poems by Burley Vang and Sol Vang online. Look for the links at californiareport.org.